Revelation chapter 10.
I saw another powerful angel come down from heaven. This one was covered with a cloud, and a rainbow was over his head. His face was like the sun, his legs were like columns of fire, and with his hand he held a little scroll that had been unrolled. He stood there with his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. Then he shouted with a voice that sounded like a growling lion. Thunder roared 7 times. After the thunder stopped, I was about to write what it had said, but a voice from heaven shouted, "Keep it secret! Don't write these things!" The angel I had seen standing on the sea and the land then held his right hand up to heaven. He made a promise in the name of God who lives for ever, and who created heaven, earth, the sea, and every living creature. The angel said, "You won't have to wait any longer. God told his secret plans to his servants and the prophets, and it will all happen by the time the seventh angel sounds his trumpet." Once again, the voice from heaven spoke to me. It said, "Go and take the open scroll from the hand of the angel standing on the sea and the land." When I went over to ask the angel for the little scroll, the angel said, "Take the scroll and eat it. Your stomach will turn sour, but the taste in your mouth will be as sweet as honey." I took the little scroll from the hand of the angel and ate it. The taste was as sweet as honey, but my stomach turned sour. Then some voices said, "Keep on telling what will happen to the people of many nations, races, and languages, and also to kings."
Think, what was it about the scroll that made it taste nice but turn your stomach sour? Pray for those frightened by the thunder. Do, keep on telling what will happen.